Good morning, everybody. This is Pete O'Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We've got a great show. This actually is a first time with this company. They're a sponsor of our show. It is Terra Firma. Are you guys Terra Firma Seattle, Scott, or Terra Firma?
Terra Firma Foundation Systems.
Okay, Terra Firma Foundation Systems. This is, guys, here's the thing. If you own a house, you probably got a crawl space, or some of you guys in the Seattle area have basements, and sometimes you have issues with water intrusion, sometimes you have the rodent problems. I know a lot of you guys, the last thing you want to do is crawl around in your crawl space. I can't tell you how many stories, but I had my construction company jumping down in the crawl space hole and put my hand almost next to a dead rat or something like that. It's not a fun place to be, and I'm sure you don't want to be there, but I got a guy, he's the VP of sales. His name is Scott Pierce. Good to have you on the show, Scott.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're going to have a good talk today about all this stuff. But let's first start, because the audience really hasn't heard who you guys are. So let's start with a story of, like, how did Terra Firma start?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty interesting story. Our owner, Ryan Beckley, was buying a house down in Roseburg, Oregon, a small town in Oregon, in southern Oregon. And
yeah,
nobody would buy the house because it had pretty significant settlement issues. And so in 2005, he started asking around, like, how do we fix this? How does this, I know I can get this house for a good deal, but I need to figure out how to fix the settlement issue. And so he called some engineer friends of his.
Okay. And was there a cracked foundation, or what was going on?
Yeah, there's pretty significant sloping within the house from, particularly in the front right corner. And you could just tell.
Kind of do the marble test.
Yep, the marble test. Exactly. The yeah. Some drywall cracks, things like that. Yeah. That just, and so people just walk away from it. Nice house, really a nice house. So
he saw the diamond.
And made a few phone calls, had a contractor out who wanted to fix everything. It was one section that was failing, and this contractor wanted to fix everything, and he just felt like that probably isn't the right fix here.
Yeah.
So he called his engineer friends, and his engineer friends, well, said that there's this company out of Omaha, Nebraska that specializes in this stuff, and they have different dealerships across the country, and he should go check it out. So he went and checked it out and came back from that trip and decided to start a business fixing
from
foundations.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, was he driving the pilings and things like that to support houses, or was this more of like the water intrusion? Is that where he got his idea?
Well, so he originally owned a company called Beckley Excavation. So they were doing a lot of civil work, road building, things like that.
Was he a civil? Just love that kind of work?
No, just love that kind of work.
Okay, got it.
Family grew up in it.
Cool.
Third generation contractor deal.
Nice.
And so that's how it started. We started as a foundation stabilization company from 2005 to 2008. And then in 2008, we got into the waterproofing.
Why did you guys do that? That's kind of a little bit of a shift. I know you're like looking at foundations and basements, but why the shift?
They complement each other.
Okay.
You have in the wintertime, especially in the Northwest, you have a lot of rain, a lot of water, a lot of water intrusion. And so that leads to foundation issues. So we can take care of the water and take care of the foundation. And so, wintertime there's just a lot of water intrusion. We can handle that. Once the soils start to dry out, they start to shrink and have gaps. And so that leads to foundation stabilization issues, foundation settling.
Yeah.
And so they really complement. It's a business that really complements itself and keeps itself busy year-round.
You're kind of sitting on a gold mine up here in Seattle because a lot of this is fill.
Yeah.
It's not clay.
Yeah, we're excited about the Seattle market.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys know what I'm talking about, Queen Anne, Beacon Hill, all that, that's all fill that came out. You know, they dug a bunch of stuff out way back when in Seattle. I mean, you have the underground Seattle. I mean, that's all been built. So you have a lot of these situations where it's not hard pan clay, and you can continue to get settling. You're talking about the heat, cold, frost.
Right.
Heat up where you have the movement of the soil.
Yeah, the cycling of
Everything moves, guys. Yeah. Even though you are standing out, it doesn't appear. It is moving. Even you have expansion and contraction of foundations. I mean, you get that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, okay. So you went into that. You don't do the foundation work anymore, or do you do that as far as you still do the jack-ups and the pillars and all that?
Yeah, the foundation stabilization with piers underneath homes, retrofitting. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's not as... it's invasive work, but it's not as invasive or time-consuming as people originally think.
Yeah.
We get it installed into the ground, and our goal is when we leave that you don't even know that we were there.
Yeah. If you just join us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. We're having a beginning discussion here. I just wanted to paint the picture of this company. Now, I'll tell you what. Here's the thing. We're not going to talk a lot. We'll talk about this in a future show with Scott. But if you have a situation where you put a marble down on your floor and it starts rolling to a corner, you probably want to call Terra Firma because now you got a settling issue that you got to take care of. If you do that and you want to give them a call, you can reach them at 866-486-7196, 866-486-7196. Or you can check them out too at Terra Firma FS. That's franksam.com/Seattle. All right. So we're going to go into our next segment here. We're going to be talking with Scott about some of the basement aspects, the crawl space aspects. We talked about kind of now you have water, but now what do you do about it? Remember, all of these shows, this is going to be up there, and all future shows with Terra Firma as well will be up there at mynorthwest.com/home matters in perpetuity. We will see you when we get back from this next segment. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Okay, so we'll talk about the foundation stuff in a future show, but let's get into this water intrusion, because that, no matter where you live, in any neighborhood here in the Pacific Northwest, we have that problem.
Right.
Because we have so much rain. So let's start first with... what are the signs that you might have a water intrusion issue, whether it's a crawl space or a basement?
Yeah. Most of our customers, particularly with crawl spaces, they will have a lot of times we get these phone calls where they had a cable guy come out, crawl in the crawl space, come back up and say, hey, you got water in the crawl space. Most people don't go into the crawl spaces. It's not a place people want to be. And so a lot of times that's how they find out about it.
Okay.
But they're also, if you have musty smells that you don't understand where they're coming from, if your
basically
home feels
your
damp.
Basically, your house starts stinking.
Exactly.
It could be a road, but it might be something else. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's generally why people call us.
Yeah. The other thing I always tell people, too, is, I mean, if you don't want to go in the crawl space, just stick your head down there with a big flashlight and look along the foundation wall. What are they looking for on the foundation?
Yeah. If you see efflorescence, which is kind of that white, chalky substance on the foundation, concrete foundation wall, that's a sure sign that you've got some water, that water is coming through that foundation.
Yeah.
And entering into the crawl space.
And Scott, where does efflorescence come from? What is that?
It's really just the minerals left behind by water coming. As water comes through a foundation, it will pull the lime out of the concrete.
Yep.
And as it evaporates into your crawl space or basement, it'll leave that white chalky film behind. Yeah. And that's what efflorescence is.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't, a lot of times people don't understand that concrete is porous. Water can travel through concrete, and that's
it's like
that
a sponge.
Evidence.
Even though it's a dense sponge, it's like a sponge.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it does, guys, here's the thing, is it does have expansion and contraction. We're going to get into, they have a really cool crawl space waterproofing method that they use, and we'll talk about that with Scott here in a minute. So the efflorescence, pulling through the lime, see that. What about outside? What are telltale signs that you can talk to people about, like to take a look at, like maybe you're driving water into your basement or your foundation?
One thing I've noticed with Seattle homes is we see a lot of downspouts that just end right at the foundation.
Yeah, they're dumping straight down into the footing.
Right, yeah. And that is a telltale sign that you're probably going to have some water issues.
Yeah,
and so we deal with that quite a bit. Standing water anywhere around your foundation is going to give you an understanding that you're probably going to have some water issues either in your crawl space or eventually in your basement.
Because
it's got to go somewhere. And especially if that's on the uphill side, water will travel underground. And
a long ways, too.
A long ways, yeah.
A long ways, yeah.
I joke with people a lot that a lot of times we're fixing the home at the bottom of the hill. So that water has traveled down the hill and it had no further place to go than the house at the bottom of the hill, and it just bubbles up underneath.
You know, that's a good point you bring up, Scott. In fact, I was just talking to somebody here at Cairo. They have a water intrusion issue and they're at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
And all the houses at the top, they're okay, but the ones at the bottom, they get all that water, it comes in. So, okay, we got downspouts, and I've seen that too. It's like dump. So you guys, when you're doing the repair in the basement or the crawl space retrofit, you're also taking care of the downspouts as well? Do you have someone come in and take care of that?
Yeah, we typically don't take care of that. We just fix it so that your basement is protected.
Okay.
And when we come in and fix a basement or a crawl space, we do give a warranty. Our basement warranty is a lifetime warranty of the home.
Yeah.
That no water will pass through our system and get on the floor.
Got it.
Crawl space is a 10-year warranty from groundwater seepage. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the whole process of that in a second. I'm just trying to kind of lay the groundwork. The other thing, just to add to what Scott said, and a lot of you guys do this. I'm not sure why, but you do it. You put bermas for landscaping, the big mounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all pushing water into your foundation and your basement too. So if you have those kinds of things, you might, and water's coming in, or you're seeing the efflorescence that Scott's talking about, you might want to rethink that in your landscaping too as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk now. Let's go to basements first. Yeah. There's a lot of neighborhoods in Seattle that have basements.
Mm-hmm.
They were built, back in the 50s and 60s, right? So what do you guys do when you come in? So that, say they see the telltale signs or they're seeing actual water in their basement. Now they're going to give you a call. What happens next then?
Well, I think one of the things that's different about us than other contractors is we really want to understand what that water means to the homeowner. So we all know that if you have water intrusion into your house, we all know that that's not good, right? Everybody says, well, it's water, it's not good. Okay, but what about the water is not good? Are you trying to refinish the basement and use it as a man cave or as family space or something like that?
I wish I had one.
Me too. I love them too.
I don't have a man cave.
Yeah.
All you guys that do, man, just invite me over. Make sure you let me know. I'm going to come over to your man cave.
and he's got my number, so we'll come
we'll
as a team.
We'll come together. Yeah.
All right.
Me and Scott, we'll come visit. We'll watch some Seahawks, man.
So, but we really want to understand what the outcome the customer is looking for and why they're looking for it so that we can give them the right fix.
Okay.
And sometimes the right fix is just fixing that area. Sometimes the right fix, if you are going to remodel down there and you need to protect everything, the right fix is to do all of it, even though you may only have one area that is really bothering you. So, so we really want to understand what the problem is, what the outcome the customer really wants, so that we can design a solution that's going to work for them.
All right. So we talked about you come in and you are looking at this. There's water intrusion. So what I'm wondering, Scott, and a lot of people are probably thinking is like, okay, so now how do you come up with a solution and the bid process? How does that all happen?
Yeah. Well, so we have all of our design specialists who go out and meet with customers have a computer. They'll take them through exactly how we're going to fix it. And we have some proprietary products, particularly in basements.
Okay.
That we do some interior waterproofing.
Yeah.
And we design it right there with the customer so they can pick and choose what they want in their project.
Well, that's cool.
Or what
so you're actually putting the bid together right while you're there with them.
Yeah, right in front of them. And all of them have printers.
Okay.
They come in, and so
that's what I wanted in my company way back when. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it works out really well. So, you know, unless there's some extenuating circumstance that we can't solve right when we're there, you should get a bid right on the spot. Know exactly how much it's going to cost. We do offer financing for those customers who want to take advantage of it.
Okay.
So.
And we'll talk about that a little bit too. I also, excuse me, going to talk to Scott about this, and that is, you know, you guys probably all heard of Drylock, which is a waterproofing mechanism. So I'm going to ask him about how are their proprietary products different or superior to some waterproofing like that. We're going to get into some of the trenching aspects, some of the waterproofing aspects. And we will talk in addition to coming up about crawl spaces, because I know you guys don't want to go down there And I'm also going to ask him, like, well, hey, what if you let this go and don't do anything? What happens? Because that could be very, very costly for you. So make sure you check us out, mynorthwest.com/homematters. We're up there in perpetuity with all these podcasts. Terra Firma will be up there. You can call them at 866-486-7196. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We're having a great discussion here with Scott Pierce. He is the VP of Sales at Terra Firma Foundations. Did I get it right this time?
Foundation System.
Systems. Hey, you know what? By the fourth segment, we're going to have this with that. Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Guys, this is a really good company. They are, you know, like I've told you, you guys that listen to the show have been listening for a while. You know, I only bring in best of breed companies. And these guys, they've been around a while. They know what they're doing. You said you have, what, the 10-year warranty? Is that what it was basements?
On our basements, it's lifetime warranty.
Lifetime, okay. Yeah. So what does that exactly mean, Scott, when you do a lifetime warranty?
It's the lifetime of the home. So and it's transferable should you sell.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So
that's a good deal.
It's a great deal, yeah. And, and we warrant that no water will pass through our system and onto the floor.
Okay.
And so it's a real big peace of mind. So if you're thinking about selling your home, right, and you have some water intrusion, you come in, have us do it.
Yeah, you'll take care of it.
Yeah.
That's super cool. And you guys have been around a while. Excuse me, you've been around a while and you're not going away. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing too, guys, here's the deal. And I talk about this all the time. That lifetime warranty and transferable to you, to me, if I had a problem in my basement or crawl space, that has a lot of value. And as I've always said, you get what you pay for. If you're going to go out and do a bunch of bids and go with the lowest bidder, you may want to watch out for that, because that means they're probably cutting corners, because this work, there's a certain amount of cost to it with labor and materials.
Right.
And it really doesn't change. You have to look for other things in the company and what they do. And I like the fact that you guys have a lifetime warranty. That speaks to you guys know what you're doing and you back your work up, which is super cool. All right, let's go into, so they're getting the bid. You have the computer system. You show it to them up front. Now, let's talk about, so we have this water intrusion. What are ways that you can get that water out of the basement from coming back in?
Yeah. So the first thing you have to do is capture that water. Capture it, control it, and then get it out of the basement.
What does it mean to capture it?
So you have to have some way to collect the water from the different areas that it's leaking from.
Okay.
So for us, we typically, depending on the situation, but typically we're going to go right against the foundation wall.
Okay.
And we have a proprietary product that captures the water from the cold joint, which is where that foundation footing and the foundation wall come together.
So what I got to explain some words paint a picture. What he's saying in the joint is, think of it like an upside down T. The footing is the top of the T, and then the foundation wall comes up, right?
Correct. Yep.
And the joint is between where the top of the T and the foundation wall coming up is the joint there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's another cold joint when they pour the slab floor.
Yeah.
Most of the time,
Is that where you see in the cold joints, is that where you see most of the water intrusion coming in?
That's where we see most of the water intrusion. There are times where if there's a crack in the slab floor in a basement and water will come up through there, the pressure from that water has gotten so great that it's actually cracked the floor. So, we'll take care of that as well.
Okay. So you're talking about a hydro pressure. Where's that pressure coming from?
Typically, it's coming from underneath the foundation.
Okay.
So earlier we talked about the fact that, you know, if you're living at the bottom of the hill, that water just has no place left to go. And so when it builds up, just builds up a ton of pressure underneath that, and enough pressure that, we see cracked basement slab floors all the time.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, guys, because this brings me back to my college days, we was talking about fluid mechanics. And think of it like a dam, right? So you got water behind a wall in a dam. The pressure of the water at the bottom is a lot greater than the pressure of the water. It's called head. And so basically, if you're at the bottom and that water's coming down, it's building all that pressure, and that pressure is pushing against your basement floor and your foundation walls, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. Exactly. So if you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. Having a good discussion here with Scott Pierce of Terra Firma Foundation Systems.
Correct.
I got it.
There you go.
Finally.
Didn't have to wait till the fourth segment.
I know. Well, I thought maybe you were going to try. It was like a little contest. I got to remember that. You know, I'm an old guy now, but hey. VP of Sales, if you guys are seeing some of this kind of stuff, I got to ask you before I give the number, are you seeing more poured foundation walls or block in basement?
More poured.
Okay.
A lot more poured. Okay. We do see block, but block is, in the Northwest, anyway, we see a lot more poured. Okay. Block is very popular in the Midwest.
Yeah. So. My dad and I did a lot of block. He was always a big block and fill it with sand. It was kind of like mega bomb-proof, I guess. But but you also have all those joints, right? So now you got all those mortar joints. They're all cold joints as well.
Exactly.
So, okay. So let me ask you this. Are you coming into – so you're pulling out the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's next?
So, yeah. So we'll capture that water, direct it to – so the control piece is directing it to a sump pump.
Right.
To a place to get it and then evacuating it out of the house.
How do you relieve the pressure if there's water pressure situations you're seeing where it's seeping through? Do you guys do French drains or what do you do to get the pressure down?
Yeah, essentially it's a French drain. We'll bring out – so as you look in the middle, if the crack is in the middle of a basement, we'll remove the crack, expose the crack, so to speak. So.
I mean, are you actually cutting it open, kind of like you'd open a chest for heart surgery?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's relieving the pressure, and then you're doing what?
And then we're putting a some sort of piping in there.
Okay.
Usually it's 3-inch perforated pipe.
Okay. So it's almost like a French drain inside the floor of the basement. Okay.
Yep. And cover it with rock.
Getting that water out of there.
Yeah. Covering it with rock. And then concreting back over the top.
And is that where the pump comes in? Because sometimes you got to pump this water out of there, right?
Yeah. So we're always going to, every time we can, we're always going to put the pump in the low spot of the basement.
Right.
So every slab has a low spot. We're going to go to that low spot, put it in the, put the pump there so all the water naturally flows there.
Okay.
And so if that's where the crack is, great. And, but if it's not, then we're going to put the piping in and then get that pipe to the pump so it can get that water out of there.
Okay. Awesome. Are you, some people have heard the term trenching. Do you guys do any trenching? And if you do, what is that?
We don't, probably not the way people think about trenching.
So I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So they know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, what we'll do is we'll just expose the footing.
Okay.
So we'll cut the concrete back to expose the footing. And then we put, it's a product called WaterGuard. And we put that directly on top of the footing, cover it in rock, and then concrete back over it. Now, the thing with the water guard is that it does have a flange that comes up that is visible that allows any water seepage coming down the walls that comes in through the walls to get into our system. Okay. So we will take care of it, walls or groundwater, cold joints. Okay.
And you know what, guys, where that fitting comes up, that's where you can set your red solo cup, so you're all good, man. All right, we come back in the next segment. I'm going to talk to Scott and ask him questions about this waterproofing stuff, what they have, how it's superior to like a dry lock, and then we'll move into some of the aspects of crawl space and things like that as well. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk. We're having a good discussion, guys. This is one of these things where, I don't know, it's kind of like changing your underwear every day. You have a crawl space or you have a basement, and I'm going to ask Scott here in just a second about if you don't do something and you let that water sit in there, what might happen. But we're having a really good discussion with him. It's Terra Firma Foundation Systems. If you have the marble test or you have water or you poked your head down and you looked and you saw there might be a pond of water in your crawl space or there's the efflorescence that Scott talked about, give these guys a call at 866-486-7196. It's 866-486-7196. If you want to find out a little bit more about them, you can, although if you have those issues, I wouldn't goof around doing the website. I'd just give them a call. But you can go to their website. It's terrafirmafs, franksam.com/Seattle. I'll give them the number one more time, so make sure you get a pen and paper if you want to get this number, give them a call. All right, Scott, so we were last talking, before we move into the crawl space, about the waterproofing aspect. So you got all the water, you dealt with the water to get it out of there, relieve the pressure, all that kind of stuff. So now you're going to waterproof this. Now, for years and years, it's been dry locked, but you guys have had your proprietary waterproofing materials that you use. So how is that different from like a dry lock?
Well, first of all, dry lock is really just a paint that you can buy at Home Depot, and it's fairly cheap. But eventually that is going to fail. And that water, whatever, if it's the water pressure or the water vapors that come through that wall, eventually it's going to come off. It's going to peel. It's going to look really poor.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is in our system, we're going to be able to capture the water from wherever it's coming from and get it out of there. So it won't ever be an issue. And then you're not left with a kind of an ugly mess of paint chips that you have to clean up every so often.
If you guys have bad latex, you never primed your siding and you see all those bubbling, that's kind of what he's talking about, right? Yeah. It's the same kind of thing in your basement wall.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So very different. We don't really consider dry lock an acceptable basement waterproofing method.
Yours is a mechanical bond though onto the wall, but how is it superior for adhesion and so it won't peel and bubble?
Yeah, it's actually, I probably didn't describe it well enough. It's really not a mechanical bond. We're just placing it right on top of the footing.
Okay.
And then it has a flange that comes up that we concrete over the top.
So it's like a vapor barrier is what it is, but you're encapsulating everything.
It's piping. It truly is piping. Once we expose the footing and take back the concrete, we can get it graded properly, just put it right on top of the footing. It's out of the dirt. We cover that with rock, and that can help with our grading.
So quick question I have for you. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, the other aspect is, let's say they have a poured foundation wall with a footing, but they got a big old crack in the foundation wall.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys deal with that?
Two ways. We do have a product that we can put over. It's called FlexiSpan.
It like epoxy-based, or what is that?
Yeah, it's epoxy-based. It has kind of a rubber, and then you cover it with epoxy. So there's one way to do it.
Okay.
Direct it into the drainage system, and then get it to the sump pump, pump it out.
Okay.
So that's one way. We also, if you're going to put in the waterproofing anyway, we have wall systems that we can put directly onto the wall that will direct it straight into our system.
That's what I wanted to know. Okay, so you have a way to deal with the wall as well as the footing.
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
Good. Okay, that's good to know. Guys, the reason why I'm asking all these questions, and again, this is something, if you really want to find out how to get the proper solution, Terra Firma Foundation Systems can do that for you. The best thing to do is just give them a call, and they can come out, right? And you can look at it, let them know what's going on. And we'll give you the number here in a few minutes. All right. So that handles the basements. I want to go into the crawl space. So let's talk about what you guys do, because a lot, the old school way was, hey, we put a sump pump in, there's a pond, we pump it out, we put down the black visqueen, and we go, oh, fixed.
Right.
So how is that not fixed?
Right. That's not fixed because as we do our inspections, we're looking for a lot of different issues that can arise in a crawl space.
Yeah.
It's usually a dark, damp space, especially with...
I applaud your workers for going down there every day.
It's pretty amazing. We call them, they're kind of the warriors of our business.
Of the cave.
Yeah. It's not an easy environment. This is not an old man's game to be out down there. We'll go down there and we'll do a thorough inspection. And there's really two issues that we typically find. One is standing water, and then the other one is evaporating water.
Okay.
And both are damaging to a home. And so we want to take care of the standing water. But to your question, if you just put 6 mil visqueen back over the top, you're not taking really any care for the evaporating water that will soak into your beams and joists and things like that.
Well, and it causes fungal growth.
And it causes fungal growth.
I was talking about there's wet rot and dry rot. The dry rot is the fungal growth because it's actually eating the joists.
Right.
So now with the evaporating moisture, are you checking it's like you're seeing that the soil condition is moist? So it's not necessarily standing water. Is that how you're determining that?
Correct. Yep.
So if you guys do want to jump down there, if you have wet soil, you have this problem, this evaporation problem.
Right.
Okay, so what is your system then? What is it actually, how is it superior than just that method?
So we're going to come in and we like to encapsulate those crawl spaces. And what that means is we're going to, typically it's a visqueen is 6 mil thick. We have 120 mil thick visqueen.
Wow. So that's like 20 times.
It's 20 times, yeah. We're, it's really impressive. It's puncture resistant. Okay. It's, it has a 25-year warranty against rips and tears.
Yeah.
And we double seam seal it so that none of that moisture, and then we seal it off to either insulation on the foundation wall or to the foundation wall directly. And so that none of that moisture that's on the ground can get up and affect the understructure of a home.
Yeah.
And then we'll put a dehumidifier in there, circulate the air, make sure that and seal off all the vents, which is not, it's somewhat new. Okay. It's a somewhat new philosophy.
It's a controversial subject. That's for another radio show. We'll talk about that.
Yep. So, but we just want to create a closed environment control.
I mean, you guys relate. I mean, it's like the Ziploc bag of crawl spaces. You're really just sealing everything off and encapsulating.
Exactly.
Yeah. And guys, the other thing before we go, I just want to point out, you know, look, like I've always said, you pay for it now or pay for it later. If you don't do something like this and you're just doing the visqueen, you're still going to have the evaporation. You're still going to have the fungal growth. You're still going to have the potential for rot, which means you're going to continually have repairs versus this. You do once and you're done.
Yep.
Which is very cool. Well, Scott, hey, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, man.
I really appreciate you having us on.
It's Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Give them a call at 866-486-7196. That's 866-486-7196. Or you can check them out, too, at terrafirmafsfranksam.com/Seattle. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news, Seattle's talk.